Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
U-29 calling Agent X-43. Calling Agent X-43.
Listen.
Submarine U-29 calling.
Enemy submarine.
Take over by remote control.
He wants us to take over. What are we waiting for? Come on.
Martin Lowe's. Come, come. It's a verrückte Hund. Schweinehunde.
Is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say. I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell?
'Cause all of my shirts are unsightly.
All of my ties are a crime.
If dealing you, I pick rightly.
Theme.
1959. His rendition of the theme from The Man from UNCLE. All right. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. Sure, hit, be sure to subscribe, smash the like button, ring the bell, scratch glass, turn blue, and sniff your own farts. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your weekend is full of promise. May Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of Jiffy Popcorn Removers and those little tiny time pills. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Listening to Garage Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Today's it's us, Possum Hour, 10 o'clock, right now. It's like happening now. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley and his, wait a minute. Tuesday, Wink Blinkley has the latest on the early returns. Ugh. This Wednesday at 3:45, join Flip Chendra with his guest, Winthrop L. Tuttlebaum, author of The Stinky World of Bad Cheese. And Thursday, Chunk Bluster comes to terms with his Martin and Lewis, with the Martin and Lewis breakup. That's a terrible lineup for this week, but better luck next time. And then, of course, Friday, it's Friday Night Possum Summer. Week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Without any further ado, phone lines will be open. Just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Thank you, Tex. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Wow, is a meatball!
In Tustin, it's Rockette Morton.
Oh, Rapparito.
At Santa Anita, it's Ed Marimba.
Oh, is a meatball!
In Whittier, it's Zoot Horn Rolo.
Oh, Rapparito.
In Echo Park, it's Winged Eel Fingerling.
Rapparito.
In Bel Air, it's Drumbo. In Plainview, it's Captain Beefheart. New on Reprise, it's Lick My Decals Off Baby.
Grenache.
Hello?
Silent Sons are doing the Jetsons. Jealous.
I'm sure Judy just needs them now.
Oh, well, definitely.
I bet Judy and Rosie had something on the side.
Judy and Rosie?
Uh-huh.
definitely George and Rosie.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Oh, Jetson! Jetson rule!
Jet Screamer.
I love that episode for Jetson. You're not Jet Screamer, are you?
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
You Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present Professor R.J. Gumby.
Is everybody happy?
Back, huh? I saved Walter from fate worse than some. How you been?
I've been all right. Yourself?
I'm okie doke.
Okay, there you go.
Actually, made a little dough the other night. Had a gig.
Nice.
It put something on, you know. Just put something on, man. Here we go. Nice this time of year. Get a gig in there.
Sweet.
Shoot, yeah. Oh man, I got an itchy back. I'm sitting here scratching it like a chimp. All right,
what was this gig for? I mean, all the holidays
some. It was a big ass party with some big engineering company or something. Okay. And they were celebrating something on a holiday, like some kind of merger or office opening or. It was a big to-do. Big to-do. It's a weird gig, though, because there's like a...
You know my next question, right? Babage?
There was lots of sparkles.
Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't really, you know, go wowee.
Okay. Yeah.
couple good ones, but...
All right, sweet.
Normal people dressed up. Dressing over their station in life or something.
Kind of the perk that you have with this job.
It was weird because there was like a 2-hour layoff in the middle. Guy droning on, giving a speech about how great shit was. So we had to sit in a break room and eat sandwiches. That was cool, you know. Whatever. Got paid. All right, man. Put on any weight this week?
I don't know. I haven't been checking. I figure I'm going to surprise myself. I don't feel as though I did. I'm probably still the same.
Yeah.
Just can't get over
it. Keep the good effort going, man.
Yeah.
Get the wah-wah, man.
There you go.
All right.
I feel pumped.
Blow something up, I reckon.
Yes, yes.
Do that. I brought along. Where is it, man? So why did I name it something totally different than the other one?
What are your creative moments?
Well, I don't know where the other one is. I was gonna blow up Will Smith.
Huh.
Slapness. bitch slapping, what's his head? I am, man. Fuck it. All right. I'm uploading that bitch.
Find that puppy. Yeah.
Yep. We're doing it. Because that's a good one, good. Man. It's like tells a story.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Man, you know, that's... He's never going to live that down, man.
Oh, no. I hear he was out apologizing again for it because he has a movie coming out.
He's going to be apologizing for the rest of his life.
Uh-huh. It was a stupid thing to do.
That was the dope, dumbest idea that ever came through his...
Well, he had to go home with that baldy.
Oh, boy.
Maybe it was the better choice.
Eh. I don't know. Oh, it's the same old thing we're talking about, GT. Old news. Let's see. Maybe if I refresh my page.
Oscars are going downhill now, man. I think, you know, it might go back to just not even being televised anymore.
Yeah.
I know I gave up on it. They snubbed Alan for his greatest movie. He gave him best screenplay, but everything else should have been at least nominated.
Which one was that?
Oh, Midnight in Paris. Fantastic movie. Of course he got best screenplay because it was brilliant.
Yeah.
But they snubbed him with everything else.
Well, politics for you, man. You think that's the Me Too shit?
Oh, yeah. It was biological son that started that whole thing.
Yeah. All right, man. Blowing up Will Smith and the Oscars. We'll throw the Oscars in there with
you. Yeah, why not? Throw it in the mix.
Uh-oh. Richard.
Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Well, tell me, pretty baby, that you want one of the right. Everybody knows you'll be hot as you can laugh. Do you squeeze me like you do? Well, now, I need some laughing and we go just for a while with you. Well, baby, let me roll. Yeah, baby, let me roll. Well, baby, let me roll. Yeah, baby, let me roll. It's easy, all I wanna think that's satisfied my soul. But now I got a feeling that food makes me dress, it moves me, moves me. It pops me through and through. When I feel some rockin' and we go, just wonder what happened to you. Well, maybe let me rock, yeah, maybe let me roll. Well, maybe let me rock, maybe let me roll.
What kind of shit is that?
That's your wise guys over there. That's what that is. All
right. Is everybody happy?
I don't know why it just quit working, man. It was still there. It just quit working.
Okay.
Quit.
It needed a breather.
This file is now corrupt. So we have online betting is now legal in the state of Ohio.
Oh, okay.
I know you don't live in the state. You live in the Commonwealth, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys have
gamble,
that, do you?
You're going to gamble away your gate money?
You know what? That's one, thank goodness, one vice that never got me with gambling.
Same here.
I don't like losing money, man. Fuck that shit. I mean, I've done a little bit here and there, you know, wet my beak, if, as you will, but...
I go as far as the $20 scratch-off a week.
Yeah. I like
and
my little lottery.
And if I win, I put it right in the next week. So it's not really $20 I'm spending every week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. Those are fun. Those are, you know, those are just a little regressive tax for the state, you know.
Yeah. And I hit a lot. So.
But, yeah, last time I guess they had it in Kentucky, because last time I saw Mikey, man, he's like, hey, I'm betting on this and that. I'm like, gee whiz. You're out of your mind. The sucker's game, man. Wow. GT says, you know, a guy that won a bet $900. Amen. Yeah, but that's the thing. The people hit big, but most of the people that hit big, they've already put out.
Yeah, I heard far more than that. Yeah. And now after they hit kind of semi-big, then they think it's going to happen again, and there goes again. Or
sure.
Spending all their money, yeah.
Yeah. Me and the idiot pack, we stopped in a casino. This was in Indiana, yeah. We watched a guy. He had a mountain, a pile of chips at the, what was that, the roulette. It's a roulette? Yeah, it was a roulette table. And we watched it just disappear. Come easy go. Had a chesty
blonde
on his
arm.
Did the
guy have a big cowboy hat?
No, he was just kind of a skeevy looking guy.
Okay.
Loud sport jacket. He was starting to sweat, man, toward the end.
I can imagine.
No, not me, man. Got the harmonicats going on. Hear that?
Yeah. Take it.
The harmonicats, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing but the best on Possible. Yeah. All right, man. Let's get some appropriate music.
I bet some beatnik walk.
The beatnik. I could find it again. I could ever find it. Oh, here it is. Beatnik walk. All right.
Take it.
All right. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Oh, sweet Alice.
Absolutely. She needs a new, what do you call, the word went out of my head. The thing you walk on. Treadmill. Ding, ding.
Oh, okay.
I could use a treadmill. Fat guy. I felt so good. I went out. It was like 54 degrees the other day. I went out, took my walk, and I felt so good. And like the rest of the day, I was doing shit. You know, I was on my feet doing stuff and junk done and this and that. I tell you, man, exercise. You got to use it or you lose it, baby.
Yeah, gives you some energy.
An old man. Sit around way too much, man.
That's what I do.
Wish I was rich and could go, like, where it's warm in the winter. Walk every day.
Yeah, if you're rich, you could hire someone to exercise for you.
I never thought of that.
There you go.
Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Apple Cheeks.
Luck on the treadmill. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
You share with our Dr. Cake. Indeed. Thanks for coming.
Dr. Cake.
Our Powell Ford Prefect is not
Ford
in the
Prefect.
Building. Not in the building. We send him our well wishes and salutations.
Indeed.
Wherever he may be hovering. And there's G.T. Trenton. The strongest man on the internet.
Indeed, sir.
But odor isn't everything. Oh, yeah, I pulled the trigger on that comic book, GT. I said there was one more comic book I needed in this collection. He goes, it's on eBay. I'm like, what? And I look at eBay. There it is, man. Under $10, right?
Oh, okay.
Can't pass that up, man. I've been looking for that son of a gun, and so I looked at it for 2 days and went, I got to pull the trigger on that SOB. So I now have every EC comic book ever published.
Whoa.
Is that a collection or what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, there you go.
It's in Penny Ante Operator. Now, it's not the original prints, mind you. It's the reprints from the 1990s. But the complete... Everything they ever published.
Beautiful. That's going to make a nice pile of rumble when you're gone.
It's all in one big long box, too.
Oh, okay.
The whole thing. So, like, you could sell it in whole one piece. Here it is. Boom. They weren't around that long.
Thank you.
But very cool. So that's another one of my weird things, man. A completist, you know, collector. That.
Well, I'm glad to see you got it all. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, I'm done. I'm putting the comics away for a while. Move on to something else, man. I got a graphics machine I got to figure out, man. I mean, shoot, I got shit I could be doing that's productive. and adds to my my job here, career. If you want to call it career. All right, GT, thanks for coming, sir.
GT.
There's our old pal Oak of people's eyes. Keeping the Midwest pure.
Populated.
Pure? He seems like the type of cat that would drink white milk. Am I right, Oak? You white milk guy? When's the last... Did you ever drink milk?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, when I was trying to gain weight, I was having cereal, but that was about it.
Yeah. That'd be a good thing for you, man. Milk.
Actually, I've been having milk on those weight gainer stuff.
Yeah.
I gotta get back in there. I still have that stuff.
Oh, who says he doesn't drink milk?
Okay. Oh, okay.
I thought he'd be a white milk guy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so weird, man.
I've
not, like, had
guy.
A glass of milk since when the fuck? I don't know.
Yeah. I'll have some white milk.
Like, you know, like... You know, you don't want the chocolate cow. You want the white milk cow. All right.
Indeed.
There they are, ladies and germs. Oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure my cue's here. I don't know what I was. I must have been seepy when I was. Okay, there it is. There's our link. All right. And there they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Dan.
The Beaver. And I'm still late on the queue.
I should get out and mow the lawn, but I was still awake at dawn, and I'm ooh, that yawn. Hoot. If I could lift my hand, who knows, I'd scratch that itch between my toes. Hey bud, you mind swat that fly off my nose? Ooh. The cartridge washes, but it'll keep. I've got that pain in my thigh, and just in case I fall asleep, do me a favor, close my eyes. That wife of mine, she just don't think. And when she has that second drink, she never lets me
chest pains, man.
Not anymore.
No. Missed it. Man, missed 100 by a few months.
Oh, it's just like Betty White.
Yeah, he'd have been 100 yesterday.
How many people were yawning during that song? Nobody thinks it.
You need some shrimp meditation.
Yeah, there you go.
Cut that grass.
That's what that first line reminded me of. Break up cutting the grass.
So
and
what is it?
A couple of frames.
Oh, man. Not me, man. I ain't throwing a bowling ball. I got a bowling ball in my backyard, though. That's cool.
There you go.
My buddy's bowling ball's on a pedestal out there. Testament to his testicles. Okay, what was I thinking there? Oh, I'm trying to think, but nothing happens. When is the cutoff date for saying Happy New Year?
Ah, good question. I don't know.
I heard a Happy New Year Friday night. I'm like, like January 6th, man.
Well, yeah, well, let's give it to all the January. Oh, the whole month. Why not?
The whole month of January?
Yeah, why not?
Really?
That's a new month. That's a new year. Cool. Why not?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone in here. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I hope you have lots of cheer. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Say Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I want to go to a New Year's party with him.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Yeah. Schnickel Fritz. There we go. I've heard this one in a while. What else is going on, man? I listened to a ton of podcasts this weekend.
Okay.
Mostly baseball related, and mostly the team I follow, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay.
And it's amazing how many people think they are good communicators. Because I know I'm not a great communicator. But my God, this one guy I could not follow his train of thought.
No shit.
He was just all over the place. And then this one I've noticed, they all say this. When they run out of shit to say on a certain point, they'll say, well, it is what it is. That's like the dumbest thing. What does that mean? It is what it is. Of course it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be it if it wasn't what it was, right?
You didn't smash that button, did you? Did they have smash buttons on that podcast?
I did ring the bell, though. I rang the bell.
Okay.
Couldn't resist it. Well, one we use all the time. We both go that. Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Nothing else left to say. You just say, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Another one they do in Pittsburgh is they'll say, well, you'll have that. Hey, you'll have that. And then another one that's a little more universal. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do?
It drives me nuts when I say the same word over and over again. Like literally.
Yes.
Oh, literally.
Yes.
Literally.
Basically. And all the the one guy with I was a fault. You know. No, I don't know.
Go.
What
yeah.
the fuck
yeah.
are you talking about, dude? I'm not following you.
You gotta smack him.
Yeah. Oh well. It's just nice to hear people talking about baseball. In the middle of the winter. It's just a distraction. That's all it is. That's all it is. I told you. Yeah.
We all need a distraction.
Yeah. Ooh, that's for sure. So it was clean off your desk day today.
Oh, okay.
And I did everything I could possibly think of around the house that wasn't cleaning off my desk. Did laundry, did the dishes, tidied up.
Okay.
Made the beds, cleaned off the couch, got my shit in order there, and did this and that.
Threw all your debris on the desk.
It's all like junk mail and crap, man. You know.
Okay.
8 million AARP. They want that money, man.
I'm going to join that, man.
I did once. I did for like a year, and I got the magazine for 3 years, and they quit sending it.
You wanted that tote bag, didn't you?
I wanted to see what the tote bag was, man, and it was a piece of shit, man. You couldn't tote shit in that. What the fuck are you going to tote in that? Pocket watch, maybe? Or a sock? Not all you got room for. All right. Well, that time once again, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Time to spin the old wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Didn't upload anything right tonight. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. I'm going to save that one for next week anyway.
All right. Ah. Keep us on edge.
Yeah, we'll do this thing here, and then we'll do that thing there next week. How's that sound? Sounds good to me. I'm hip. I'm hip.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, man. You can't deny that.
Okay.
Man, number two son went over to the Staples Tuesday after lunch, and they were closing. My Staples is closing, man.
You need Sharpies.
They had no Sharpies. Were out. I did get the thing I was actually after, and really cheap because they were, you know, shutting the doors.
Okay.
But I didn't get any pen. They didn't have any of my pens or art supplies. Kind of sucked. I don't have a Staples anymore, man.
Oh, they closed down. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
they closed that. They closed that store. It's done. It's finished Friday,
man. Do you have anything close today?
I got to go over to the next town. Got to go to the next town to get Staples. Bastards. The conspiracy.
Amazon it. Fucking Amazon it. Have it delivered to
your
place.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking. All right, it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
On now to part two of the Speedy Clip Show, and yesterday's predicted hit, a record never played before yesterday, and already number three on the KOS 1270 survey, BFC Fat Billy Wiley on the swing, Oh Mama! Call Paul Sully and his police record of Old Henry on Chaos, the number one rated station in the world. Stationsville, Brakeville, Nowville.
KOS Radio is the best radio. Sends the music out your way 40 hours every day.
And here are the late baseball scores. 5-1, 14-3, and 4-0. KOS with a something for everyone from 8 to 13.
If you're 13 or 8, you think that it's great on KOS Rate. Yeah.
Well, it's now time to telephone the team. And today's call goes to Elsie Leffler at Garvey 8, 1970. Hello, Elsie. Here's today's question. What's your name? Oh, I'm sorry. And so we add today's $40,000 to tomorrow's telephone-a-teen jackpot. Well, once again, we'll try to prove it pays to listen to chaos.
It pays to listen to chaos, but not to work here. We wish somebody'd pay off.
Futuresville, USO now, as Fred Denny Biederman sings a little number that hasn't been written yet. Under the motorcycle moon, but you... For late traffic information, we switch controls to KOS Mobile Unit Number 7 on the inbound state highway.
This is Mobile Unit Number 7. It's extremely difficult speaking in for a microphone and steering at the same time. Look out! There's another truck!
Back at Chaos Radio again, where our teenage advertising board gives its seal of approval to...
Frank's Grinding Wheel Company.
For its monumental work in the field of brass knuckle buffing.
The seal of approval assures the removal of anything bad at all. And just to prove it's real, here's the Chaos Approval Seal.
Oh, 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 oh!
Thank you, Seal. And now, the number one recording in the KOS survey for today. The tune you kids have made the top song in recorded history. Yo-Yo Fergus' haunting rendition of Crime and Ensley. Hold it, hold it! Wait a moment! I've just been handed this message from the Chaos News Department. Because of this station's spectacular advancements in the field of brainwashing, the Pentagon has selected it as the ultimate in secret weapons and has decided to put us into orbit, effective immediately.
10, 9.
Immediately?
8, 7.
Wait a minute, fellas, I'll do anything.
5.
I'll even play a Count Basie record.
3.
Look, I'm not even doing this
2,
to make a buck.
1.
Wait, please, you don't understand.
Fire!
Elvis Ricky Hill!
Now, once again, we are able to relax and listen as the Modern Jazz Quartet performs selections from Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
McDonald's French fries.
I'm super pumped.
All right. Super pumped. Shovel. That is the old time opening to the news.
Take it.
Original. Alright, what do we got here?
I was watching Justice. One of my favorite TV shows is on Ruku.
There you go.
American Justice.
I watched the first episode of The Westerner the other night. Pretty good one.
Okay.
Sam Peckinpah. Frank Keith. And it's a great fight at the end. And this guy who's like a bare-knuckle boxer type guy, you know, from back in those days.
Yeah.
He's like kicking his ass in this fight, right? And I don't know. Frank Keith did some, you know, kind of cowboy fight dirty move on him. And the guy goes, you're not playing the game right. And he goes, it's not a game. Bam. And just like KOs. And it's a fucking great scene, man.
With Peckinpah,
not a game. Huh?
Is Peckinpah in it? Did he start or did he act in it?
Peckinpah? No.
Yeah.
I never did. He acted in shit?
Yeah.
I did not know that. He might have been.
There you go. Well, in the beginning, he was.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good show, man. All right. This is our global reporter, Fjord Prefect. Write this one in. A pigeon wearing a meth-filled backpack was busted at a British Columbia prison.
Yeah.
Is that crazy stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They used to do that shit.
They had trained us. pigeon to... move crystal meth into the prison. Federal Penitentiary, Abbotsford.
Very creative, these prisoners, these criminals.
Yeah. You got to give them style credit for that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That is pretty cool. While we're up there in Canada, here's another from the Mounties. They're telling everybody not to abuse the 911 emergency service line. Just to remember, because you know it's not, it's just for emergencies, it's not for if you're when it said they said
they're not giving you a Big Mac at McDonald's.
Yeah. They said that somebody a caller whose bathtub drain was clogged, one used the emergency line to avoid being put on hold in a request for paperwork. I don't get that one. Somebody reported a cougar, referencing an attractive older woman.
Oh, Jesus.
One called up to compliment a polite RCMP officer.
Oh,
they're like, well, that's really nice, but you know, it's kind of like an emergency line.
Yeah.
So just remember,
rip me off.
Should be reserved for life-threatening emergencies only. All right.
for recalled all the time, don't we? I mean, for, like, not for emergencies, but not for ridiculous things, but I don't remember the real police phone number that we used to have.
Oh, when we were kids. I don't know when 911 started, but we didn't have that when we were little.
Yeah. And it was supposed to be just for emergencies. Now it's like we call for whenever we need to go to the cops.
Yeah.
But not necessarily, not ridiculous shit, but not necessarily emergencies.
Yeah. I got some mildew in my tub. I wonder if...
There you go. I think that's reasonable enough.
Have any suggestions there? okay, we need the Hollywood music. That's what we're doing. All righty. Do you see this? Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
From the 1968 movie.
Yeah.
The leads were 15 and 16 at the time they filmed nude scenes.
Yeah, that was a nice self-born movie, that was. That got me into Shakespeare.
Wow, man.
Show me some titties.
$500 million, Paramount Pictures.
Okay.
Olivia,
well, when are they going to do that, the Brooke Shields movie? That's Pretty Baby.
Oh. Yeah, Jesus, Pretty Baby.
I'm surprised they were able to film that.
Did she have her top off in that as a little kid?
She was completely full frontal all through that, and she was like 15 years old.
Yike.
I think it's because it was considered a French movie or something, even though it was English spoken. I think that's how they got away with it.
It's French. It's French over here. Check
I'm
out the French,
Sirens
eh?
Now. You ever see Sirens? I got that on mute. Oh, my God. Three of the sexiest babes. They're naked all through it. Elle McPherson. the chick from Arrested Development.
Oh, nice.
And she's fucking hot.
Siren. All right. I'm game.
It's a Hugh Grant movie.
Oh, boy. You got to put up with Hugh Grant, though?
It's worth it.
I remember my big sister really dug that Romeo and Juliet movie. She went and saw that. Now I get
it. Who played Juliet? She was a big star. What the hell was her
Olivia
name?
Hussey.
Yeah, right. Olivia Hussey. Yeah, there you go.
Hussey. Okay. What we got here? All right. I was talking about listening to the crappy podcast guys. They're not crappy. I mean, they know what they're talking about. They're just not well-spoken.
Not communication.
But this headline confused me for the longest time. Okay, it says, Pittsburgh Pirate News, : Minor league infielder Drew Magi, or Maggi, we'll say, Drew Maggi, resigns. And I'm like... What do you mean he resigned? What the fuck, man? If you're a minor league ball player, you get minor league infield, you get cut, maybe? Designated for assignment? You might quit, you retire? But nobody ever resigns from baseball. There's no resigning in baseball. I'm thinking, what the fuck? And I'm reading the article, and I'm thinking, well, maybe he's a coach or something as well. And no. He re-signed. He re-signed.
Oh, re-signed. Oh, Jesus Christ.
But they didn't put a hyphen in there. It was just resigned. It's two different things, Chief.
English is a tricky language.
It took me the longest time to figure that out. I'm like, how does he fucking resign from the minor league team?
And there's a big difference between resign and re-sign.
Yeah, it's pretty much the opposite.
It's a yin-yang.
Weird, man. All right. Okay, this isn't a world record, but a veterinarian removed 38 hair ties from a cat's stomach.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, a little hair, you know, for the ponytails?
Oh,
I was wearing that ponytail. They used to be all over the house. Anyway, this cat was eating them all. 38 of them.
Oh, man.
He was feeling a little logy. Yeah, blockage of hair.
Logie would be a nice name for a cat. Yeah, Logie.
Hey, Logie. That'd be a cool name, Logie. Well, good for, I hope the Logie's feeling better.
Yeah.
All right, now for some world records. An Indian man, Indian men, two guys from India, have visited all seven continents in under 4 days to break a world record. 3 days, 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 4 seconds.
What a waste of time.
I know,
to see
stupid,
anything.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least
it
can't stop, have a sandwich, something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, Christ. Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Antarctica? Huh? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's true. There you go.
Yeah. Pretty fucking cold, yeah, it is. Let's get out of here. You know, what the fuck? That's stupid. All right. Moving right along. Here's another bread thing in Mexico. A 2.8-mile line of fresh-baked bread. It's the world's record of a line of bread.
Okay.
14,350 fresh-baked loaves. It's a tradition for some holiday, Three Kings Day holiday. And, I don't know, they put little prizes in the loaves. Plastic dolls.
Oh, okay. There you go. Get a prize.
I think it's probably religious. Three Kings Day.
Yeah.
But for the Three Kings, the frankincense and myrrh dudes, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't darkened the door of a church in years. That's my grandmother loved it. I love that. Darkened the door of a church. Athlete breaks record for flying bar jumps. This was pretty impressive, the video. They got this structure. It's probably 20 feet in the air. And they got this bar, and then every 3 feet or so, there's a cushiony thing that you can, and the guy just hops on the bar, see? Am I explaining that?
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Yeah. So this guy did the most, 15 flying bar jumps before stopping.
15?
You got to have some upper body strength to be pulling this shit off, man.
Jesus.
That one's definitely worthy. This is another cool one. Unicycle rider. This actually isn't a world record. The unicycle rider rode his unicycle from Maine to Florida. Fucking unicycle.
A unicycle.
Man.
Jesus Christ.
He's still got a ways to go in Florida. But, wow, he's got another 5 weeks to go to traverse Florida.
I'm
making a good
keep their
time.
Balance on that.
Yeah. No world record for you, though. All right. Now, this is weird, man. It's a world record for a bird. For a bird who flew the longest without stopping, 8,435 miles. Now, how do they know this? Well, they got the bird.
Yeah. How do they calculate this one?
They got the bird tracked with a GPS device. So...
Oh, okay.
They're monitoring this bird, and it broke the record of the last year when another bird did another record thing. But it's like that's just the longest recorded one.
Sure. Did it have crystal meth on its back?
No. The funny thing is with these birds, they're how are they? Fucking, what's the name of the bird? Oh, yeah, a bar-tailed godwit. And the thing is, they fly with they're flying over the ocean or body of water. They don't have webbed feet, so like if they run out of gas or something over the water, they're done. They're going down. They got to keep flying. They can't stop and take a breather. Yeah, so.
Holy fuck.
Kind of.
That's
neat.
Interesting. I never stopped to think about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we walk away?
Web feet, man, if you want to be, you know, safe.
Oh, yeah. Ducks. Like a creature
ducks
from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah. Of course, he can't fly.
Yeah,
you
right.
can fly,
like web
then you have them. All right. I had to look up what this was, a Michelin-starred restaurant. I guess that's, Michelin is a reviews restaurant.
All right.
Okay? This guy ate in 18 Michelin-starred restaurants in 24 hours.
Right. 24 hours?
Yeah,
all
New York City.
Day?
Yeah, New York City. $494 it cost him, and he consumed about 5,000 calories. But his name will be in the Guinness Book of World Records. So,
maybe that's what I need to do.
Yeah, man.
Get some weight. There you go.
Do a binge tour.
Uh-huh.
And you could be like Eric Finkelstein.
Uh-huh. Eric Finkelstein. Look out, baby.
That's a great name, man.
Somebody's going to bump you right off of that record.
Finkelstein, dead. All right. And finally, an Idaho man.
Okay,
this is
kind
of cool, too. An Idaho man stomps 100 balloons in 22.38 seconds. So he's got a line of 100 balloons taped to the floor, and then he's in his bare feet, and he goes and pops them. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, all right.
The thing. And then they show it like 20 times, and it goes faster each time, and it's, you know, comedy ensues. It's always worth watching his videos, man. He does. He's got over 250 Guinness World Records to his name.
I used to check him out every now and again. I haven't been going to his site in a while.
This is a good one.
Page.
He needs the Benny Hill music.
Little Yankee
you know
shots.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah. Which for some reason I keep catching that on Saturday nights, Benny Hill. Somebody showing
up. Oh, okay.
Weird. Alrighty. Well, I guess that's it. I'm losing my mind.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dead rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. Supposed to meet my baby 20 minutes late. You got my head all twisted, and I just can't get it straight. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. Had a chance to swap you for a little gin. Now when my baby sees me, she's gonna bust my head right in. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. Vicious, dinosaur. You're good for nothing, bottle. You ain't my friend no more. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. Vicious, vicious vodka.
Last week. You see the Congress? Were you watching any of that shit? That was funny.
Nah.
Funny.
Blue Middle. I love that.
They were, yeah. 14 votes. That guy gave away all his, like, power, everything. Like, if one guy decides that he needs to go, they got to bring it to a vote. They're not going to be doing anything. It's just ridiculous. They're silly. It's going to be the silliest House of Representatives ever. They're going to accomplish nothing. Which is probably good. It's, you know, maybe we all need to see Hunter Biden's dick pics. I don't know. That'll make everybody happy. Fucking go for it, man. I don't care.
Is everybody happy?
Is everybody happy? Apparently, Harriet Hussey there, she wasn't happy. Olivia Hussey. I didn't know she popped her top in that. That was the thing.
Oh, there was some sexy scenes in that.
An art movie, huh? All
right. Why did it take so long to do this?
That's a weird thing. And the dude, too. The dude's suing, too. I don't know if his bum was in there or something. But, I don't know. Amos Milton was that last game.
We've seen that in high school.
What's that? Oh, they showed that in your high school. Romeo and Juliet.
Get the fuck out. Mr. Mooney, my favorite teacher, man, needless to say. Who just died a few years ago. Shame. Great guy.
We had this one guy that showed a lot of movies. We saw From Here to Eternity. It seemed like we watched that for like a whole semester, man. That was like forever.
Mooney used to show movies all the time. He's the one that got me into creative writing class. My grades weren't high enough for it, but he took a couple of my short stories to the teacher. Mr. Prozac. The guy's name was Prozac.
Mr. Prozac.
Got me an art class, too. Another one. A year earlier.
Yeah. That's nice. It's always nice when you have nice people do nice things for other nice people.
Good teacher.
Yeah, nice.
He's the one that I called drunk out of my mind after watching Mr. Harlan's Opus or whatever the fuck that name was.
Oh, yeah.
I called all these Moonies from the phone book, and I got his father, who was also drunk. The two of us are drunk out of our minds. I wish I recorded that conversation. I must have been a piss. His father was fucking bombed, and I was lit. You're a good teacher.
That was one of the funniest things. Just a funny thing I just popped into my mind from The Simpsons, where Homer was recounting the previous evening.
Yeah.
And it's like a New Yorker cartoon. And he's saying witty things. Oh, isn't that witty, old boy? Yeah. And then it evolves into what really happened, you know. And he's I'm the funniest guy in the world. Look at me. I haven't watched that program. I haven't. Yeah, Milton. What did I say? I don't know. This is something.
There's some funny shit on The Simpsons, man.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't watched that in 20 years, though.
My favorite was when he was on the roof shooing airplanes.
Amos Milburn. Milburn.
Amos Milburn. Okay.
I don't remember that one, shooing airplanes.
Yeah, they moved the airport closer to Homer's house.
Wow.
So the planes are flying over, just barely hitting his house, and the whole house is shaking. They break for a commercial, and then when they come back, you see Homer up on the roof with a rake, and there's this big underbelly of an airplane. And he's showing them. Show. I laugh my ass off.
Well, that was not ringing a bell.
For years.
And then my favorite line of all time on Simpsons. Hey, Deng Xiaoping died. I laughed all night. I laughed all fucking night at that. Deng Xiaoping died. Okay. Nothing funnier than a Chinese tyrant going down. That's what I always say. Well, it is Monday night. I was going to say, it is Friday night. I don't know if I have any quickies. Do I have any quickies? Why am I asking you? I'm the one with the soundboard here. Quickie!
Yes.
I want a house with a pool, shorter hours in school, and a room with my own private phone. I want to be up all night, see the big city lights, no more trouble for worry at home. On my hands, I want to make my home out of France. Yeah, I want my own Coupe de Ville, make my dad pay the bill. Oh, yeah, man, oh, that's a heaven to me.
She's 16.
Oy, oy, oy.
They have a picture of her holding her niece and almost dropping her.
She's just the
uh-huh.
picture of womanhood.
Oh, jeez. She's there. Don't lie, though. I got to give her credit, man. I thought she would commit suicide by now.
Well, there's that.
She's embracing it, her old honey poo poo. Any other person would be embarrassed as hell to have that.
When you're authentic white trailer trash.
That's a different level, man.
You could pretty much put your butthole on TV and be proud of it.
Uh-huh.
I did that. That's my butthole up there.
Sorry. Yep.
Talk about buttholes. All right. Enough with the buttholes.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
Excel and roar yodeling time!
Yes.
By a winding stream in a valley of dreams, I wander where I please, where the tall big guns when the evening comes are kissed by the summer breeze. And the bellbirds there with the magpie share a lovely bushland song. It's heaven to me, a place wild and free is my home in the Dandenong. You could find us there, not a single care, as the shadows moved along. They were wonderful days, to play or to lace, by my home in the Dandenong. My cabin there, I sit and stare as the sun sinks low through the trees. Then the ferny dells with the bushland smells drifts in on a warm evening breeze. Then the possum and owl with its wise old scowl are seen in the land where they belong. Oh, I know it's worth this heaven on earth, my home in the Dandenong. I wander where I please, where the big tall guns when the evening comes are kissed by the summer breeze. And the bellbird there with the magpie share a lovely bushland song. It's heaven to me, a place wild and free is my home in the Dandenong.
Oh, yeah. Give that man a cigar. Alrighty. Oh, man. This is kind of sad. It's not funny at all.
Okay.
But, it's a symptom of Facebook. Something happens on Facebook. I've seen it happen before. It was this dude's birthday yesterday, or the day before, whatever, and everybody's wishing him happy birthday. And I didn't wish him happy birthday for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And today I seen one of the happy birthday wishes that his sister says, yeah, he passed away from cancer or something. You know?
Uh-huh. I've done it a couple times where it says he's like 67 or something like that. I go and check to see if he's still alive before I say happy birthday.
It's getting to be like that, man.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
This guy was a big athletic dude. We were really close friends when we were little shavers, little guys. I had no idea.
You knew him?
Oh yeah, I knew pretty well.
Oh,
like,
okay.
When we were little, little guys, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
He was never on Facebook or anything. I don't know. Every once in a while, he'd like something of mine. I'd be like, he just comes out of nowhere.
But, not anymore.
Kept to himself and. That's what happens
uh-huh.
when you keep to yourself, man.
Yeah. No one knows.
Yeah. I want a contingency plan where my kids get in there and fix my Facebook up so it's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Just get rid of the evidence.
Yeah.
Like crow. If my
someone hacks it and starts putting homo pictures on there like they did, Chief.
Exactly.
If he was dead.
Boy, those are some wild days, the halcyon days of social
uh-huh.
media. Way back, I'll tell you some stories, lad. Crazy shit. It all started with a possum in a chimney.
Yeah. Oh, crazy.
Beginning of the end. So anyways, I got it. I don't have a damn thing going on this week. I got a little side jobby, but that's about it.
Okay.
But I'm going to clean off my desk tomorrow, dang it. Day late and a dollar shy, I reckon. So,
clean that desk well.
Yeah. Give me the junk mail. Alrighty. Well, we wasted about 90 minutes of these wonderful people's
time. That's what we do.
Time
it's
here.
What it is.
I wonder how many Germans fell for it. Ew. Indeed. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks for doing
yes,
it. Gumby,
you,
you're the best co-host. No, seriously, man, you're great. You're funny. You're a good straight man. You're a good funny man.
There you go. I thank you, sir.
You do it all.
And you're a hell of a thing to do.
It wasn't a bad... I'm not blowing my horn, but I'm amazed at how well the mix comes out so often. It's just like...
Okay.
And I really didn't think...
Possum. It's a variety we have in music. I'll tell you that much right now. Playing some punk, and then there's
Maybe that's it. Just because we switch gears so wide, it doesn't. Yeah.
I gotta
yeah,
find
anyway.
Some more funny songs, and I haven't been sending funny songs in a while.
Yeah, it's a formula show. It is. Jack Benny.
Everybody.
Yeah. This is Alan Freed's invention. Back in the 50s.
You got to see Sirens.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
I talked about it before on this show. I'm looking at Elvis Pearson's titties right now. Holy.
Nice. Yinling.
And the hottest chick of all is the one from Arrested Development. The one that played Bloop's sister.
The sister?
Yeah. The lesbian now. I think she's
married. Yeah, she married Ellen.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Well, somebody had to do it. All right, man. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Her bride's dead.
Yikes.
What's her name? What's her name? Heist?
Oh, yeah. The one that crashed the heist. Yeah, hacked or something. It crashed into the Haas.
Yeah.
Man, that was severe. All right, man.
Right.
Hang on.
All right.
Energize. Say goodnight, everybody. Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize!
On my way, just around the world. When I get back, I'm going to have down to the pub. I'm gonna do it all by myself. Now I'm getting low down in the dark. A dog in here, you better not bark while I'm by myself. All those soldiers, I can take care of them all by myself. All by myself. I don't need nobody to help me do it all by myself.
Now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
That's pretty close.
There you go.
Do it again. I like it.
Yeah, Tommy. An enjoyable evening's entertainment. Really little possum. Alright, well, mock show.
Yeah.
Slap ourselves on our backs and send more shit.
Yes.
I don't know how I was doing two a week so long. I don't know how I was doing that, man.
I'm kind of liking this once a week.
Yeah. I've been wanting to do it for like a year. Like, you know, I got to figure out a way to back out of Friday night.
There you go. So I came through.
Kind of, yeah. Ended on 404. Nice number. Like the error message.
Oh, okay. 404. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That was the last Friday night possum. That doesn't include the reruns.
Yeah, that started it.
Yeah. We had a whole season of reruns.
12 years, man. 12 years we've been doing this.
It's fucking ridiculous.
That's got to be some kind of a record.
We should have been busted by now, man. We should have been busted by now. Slap the injunction, cease and desist, immediately. Yeah, there we go. Not my fault. It was here. It was like that when I got here, man. So, yeah. All right, man. Well, yeah. Milkshakes, man. Get super pumped.
Go.
What is that, Dynamite 12 or something?
I still have my weight gain and shit. I haven't been doing that.
Yeah, man.
I like it better without milk. It still tastes like milkshake with water. I got to get back into that. I think I'm going to have
You get some buttermilk and mix it in there.
There you go. Buttermilk will do it.
Buttermilk. And, That's the grossest shit ever.
Fucking
butter. Yike.
I'm not a butter fan to begin with, nor am I a milk fan. So.
All right, man. Well, see you next week.
All right.
The Spiders. Oh, yeah. The Spiders.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.